Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Uh-huh. Where you at? Monstrous Radio!
Yeah. All right, tonight is Takeover Tuesday. You know what that means. Tonight is the only night of the week where you can call in and take over a radio show and promote what you do. It's Build Your Brand Night, but we're going to jump right into it. Check it out. I'm going to get y'all to clap your hands. This is Grace, Takeover Tuesday, DJ E Monster.
On my mind, and things I can't explain, like why I feel like going dancing every time it rains, and why is there the pain, and why I need ID when you know it's me, why you make me pay a 10 or 1 with tips and it's free, we get so caught up in life, we lose the simplicity, we make heaven hell, and it's not a sale, but a fucking wheel, I don't know, I'm confused, tell me where should I go, life's a breeze, but I swear that we blow it.
Complicated, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands.
Just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands.
You know what it is. It's Takeover Tuesday. Like I said, the only night of the week where you can call in and take over the show, take over the radio, promote what you do, promote your mixtape, you in a movie, you babysit on the weekends. It really doesn't matter. You can call us up 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1 if you want to talk. But for now, we're going to get back into some more upcomers. Some new music. Check it out. This is Kaylin White. This is called Do Me Like That. Monstrous Radio Live. We're better than FM radio because we ain't got to edit nothing. Don't forget, we got Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat coming up. a lot more for you on a Takeover Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in.
You're there.
Jalen White. Do me like that. Make sure you press one when you do that.
Me like that. Yeah. Love it when you do me like that. Love it when you do me like that, baby. Love it when you do me like that, like that, yeah. Love it when you do me like that.
I'ma hit too soon, top down, no coupe. Never seen your lips in a nuke. If I'm a dog, you too. Tryna get rich like Diddy. Can't stop, won't stop, Diddy.
Loving when you do me like that. Yeah. Loving when you do me like that. Oh no. Loving when you do me like that. Baby. Loving when you do me like that. Like that, yeah. Loving when you do me like that. This one gon' do to you. I'm gonna pull that ass over when I'm too on you. You like that backstroke, you breaststroke. Let the nigga in the past for the best show. Cause I got the juice, ay. She feelin' loose, ay. She ride the drink, ay. She off the blues, ay. Why every nigga try to talk to you? I'm the one that really rock your life. Don't see nothing, babe. I'ma make the pussy swim faster. You know it's my favorite.
Let's go.
When you're in my bed, to the couch. Now you kissing on my neck. Do you good, stay out. I'm stuck. I love how we rock, I can talk to you. But right now you singing loud like them opera do. If you play me, do me dirty, then I'm off for you. Anything I can stop you, but loving when you do me like that. Yeah. Loving when you do me like that. Loving when you do me like that, baby. Loving when you do me like that, like that, yeah. Loving when you do me like that.
Yo, baby.
Oh. Take over Tuesday. Jalen White. DJ E-Monster, check it out. I got one more to play. It looks like we got somebody who's ready to take over, so we're going to get to them. Right after this right here, this is Brees Chavez. It's called Jealousy. Y'all know I like this one. Now, I got some more music to push, but we're going to see who's trying to take over the show right after this.
I hear that you get them calls on your phone. They leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter. Think they know me, they don't. Every day she posting, they think that it's you. They don't know. Around that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter. They don't know what we found. But every time I go out, swear I be drunk. They don't know.
Don't.
play with niggas. So why the hell you think I'm playing with you? Got the world, I'ma change it with you. It's a good reason why I'm staying with you. Yeah, my mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gon' leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even gotta say it. Why you care what they saying? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. Lay whole way, chill, baby. We just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting until I leak a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay.
I don't need to what them people say. They don't know about.
Takeover Tuesday with DJ E Monster right here on Monsters Radio Live. All right, y'all. So, all right, looks like we got somebody already that's ready to take over the show. So, all right, hold on. Let me get some little background music. So, I go over here and open up the line. If you decide you want to boss up and call in, the number is 424-243-9649. But you got to press 1 or you can just listen on the go. Get it? So, all right, let's go over here and see who we got. Let me get this background music. Let me see. Is it there? Is it there? It's way in the background. It's there, player. It's there. So, all right, you heard that opening chime in your ear. 612-578. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hello, Monster.
What's good?
Not much. This is so serious.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I'm actually glad you called in. How you doing, so sorry?
I'm doing good.
Then
with my
up.
Son doing his hot dog. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and talk about that, and just to let people know, this young man, he was on the news. I believe it was it last night or was it the night before?
Last night and tonight.
Oh, and he's going to be on tonight. All right, she's going to give him some more scoop. But this young man was on the news. It's a big story. So, all right, go ahead. Lay it down. This is your son. I'm proud. I was all jumping up and down like, I know his mama. I was thinking about how dog fell. I'll be bullshitting. Go ahead. Tell us the scoop. What's going down? And how did this all start with this young man in this hot dog stand?
Okay, well, he's 13. His name is Jaquan, and he started it back in 2016, where he did it for a couple of weeks. It didn't really do too much, you know what I'm saying? Didn't really go too far with it. Then he started again last year and didn't really go too far with it. So this year he decided to try it again, and now he's going for it. The season gave him his license. He got his own business now, legit. It's called Faulkner's Famous hot dog, old fashioned hot dog. That's what they call. We got the hot dog Polish. I mean, the hot dog combos, Polish combos. We got the Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 at 1510 Penn Avenue North in Minneapolis. Oh man, it's just he's been all over Facebook, the news. People are coming from all over looking, just buying his hot dogs and Polishes.
Right, I gotta get my little skinny ass over there and get me one. He got some great prices, too, just to let people know. You know what I mean? He do got some great prices, so make sure y'all stop by and take a pic and post it on your social media that you actually got to meet this guy, this little young man on the rise. Hey, ain't nothing more I can say. Support the kids. You know what I mean? They are the future. He's staying out of trouble. Let's keep him out of trouble. Let's keep him busy. Get it? I'm going to have to get
That's
over there. Right. Them was looking good on the news, man. I'm just saying. That fool was looking good on the news. So,
yeah,
I see you
over there
multitasking. So, I noticed that part of the segment was it looks like, you know, at some point it looks like the health department or the city or something like that was coming down on him for not having a license or something like that. It looks like the city itself or something like that, they rallied up and got him a license and all that type of stuff, got his stuff legit. What's the scoop on that one? Did I get it right?
You got it somewhat right. It wasn't the city that was going, trying to shut them down. It was other people. We had a few people would come over there and buy hot dogs or posters from him and then call into the city. When nobody touched him, though, when nobody touched Jaquan, the police department said they're not going to mess with him. The fire department, they're not going to mess with him. So they got somebody from the city and from Neon to come down and talk to him and tell him what was going on. Pretty much it was only about his tomatoes and his cheese. They had to be at a certain temperature. So they just told him to stop selling it and he can keep on doing what he's doing. But yes, they did work together and give him his own license. Carol Never News or CNN were doing interviews with him. Travis Lee did an interview today with him. He's from KMOJ and he was from, I don't know if y'all know about the North Side too much, but it's Glenwood, Harrison, and stuff like that. He did a lot of stuff with the community from back then. So, yeah.
Right.
So my son is like, he's pretty much doing what we used to do when we was little. You know what I mean? So for me to see him doing it, and he's doing it by himself. Like, he got me, his auntie, and his uncle, you know what I'm saying, like his biggest supporters. They, you know what I'm saying, they support him to the fullest. So it's like me, when I'm here, it's like everybody's like, oh, so you're the mom and you're this and you're that. No, I don't have nothing to do with nothing. All I did was birth him. He's doing the rest on his own, and I'm very proud of him. 13 years old. And he's doing it to donate to people, to people or kids with mental illnesses like depression, you know what I'm saying, anxiety and stuff like that. And he will be in the eighth grade next year, graduate from the eighth grade. So he wants to do it to buy his school clothes and stuff like that. To show other little kids that they ain't got to be out here labeled as a statistic or a thief or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. And he's representing the whole neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like everybody knows.
Yeah.
They just need a chance. That's all he wants
is a chance to have a future. You know, that's all he wants.
Right. Okay. So all right, tell them where they can find him again, and when is he all set up?
He's all set up Monday through Friday from 11 to 3, over North Minneapolis, 1510 Penn Avenue North. And his name is Jaquan. Look him up on Facebook. It's JQMLF Faulkner. What other website? Facebook. Is that the new one that they make? And who made your page? And Neon made him his own Facebook page just for like customers and people in the community who is supporting him.
There you go.
And it's under his business page is Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dog.
Okay. Has he already got like his logos and stuff like that together?
Nope, that's what I need you for.
All right, we'll talk for sure. Yeah, because sure enough was before the news, I was like, and this right here is a great thing to say out here on the radio too, and I'm going to spin a track here. But, you know, things like this are opportunities for upcoming companies to also get some type of exposure. Like I was thinking about a week before, I actually seen the stuff on the news and all that type of stuff. I was thinking about actually making him a shirt, you dig, and donate it to him from me, you know what I mean, a shirt that says his company, blah, 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 blah on it. You know what I mean? Now, if he would have wore that and then been on the news and everything could have been a copacetic on both ends. So I'm just saying, people out there that have the opportunity to do sponsorship and things like that, take advantage of opportunities of guys like this. Help him out a little bit. You might get some exposure back in return. So, all right, hopefully you'll stick with us, but we're going to go ahead and take a breather. Let's see, when we come back, I got some Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle, and I got some more independent artists coming up after that. So, all right, let's see. All right, check it out. Here's some new Wiz Khalifa off that, what's it called, the Uncle Drew soundtrack. You gonna go see that movie when it come out? You see it?
Gotta know
about
it.
The basketball.
Gotta know it.
Right. I'm definitely gonna go see it. So check it out. This is Wiz Khalifa. This is off that soundtrack. It's called What's the Play? I want to know what's the play on a Takeover Tuesday. Everybody needs to go get them a hot dog combo. Get it. Some new Wiz Khalifa. It's called What's the Play? Monsters Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday. So it looks like we got another caller that wants to take over the show. So let's go over here and check in with them and see if they're monstrous. See what they got going on. 562-826. I see you press one. Who we got trying to take over the show? Hello.
We got Miss Cali Girl calling in.
Oh, wow, Long Beach, California in the house. What's good, Callie? What you been up to?
Just an exciting day. You know, it was a beautiful day. My son, he passed his driving test.
Okay. Was it his first time, though? Be honest. Was it his first try?
Oh, yep.
Uh-oh. Okay, a safe driver then.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very proud of him.
Okay, so what else made your day so good? What else made your day so wonderful? I can hear it in your voice. You did have a good day.
Yes, it was just beautiful. I got out. You know, when you don't have work because you work for the school district and you're off for the summer and you ain't got nothing to do and you sit in the house, you get a little depressed. And then when you actually step outside, get some fresh air, it just changed your whole mindset.
Right. Yeah, because, hey, keep it 100, though. You need that break, though. That summer break, that little time to sit down, just sit down somewhere, teacher, lady. Just sit down somewhere because I know you're dealing with people, kids. All year, by the end of the school year, you're just ready to hurt somebody. You're about to catch 30 days. You need Comic Cafe. But are you about anxious to get back started with the kids again?
Yeah, I am, but I kind of am and kind of not. You know what I mean? I'm enjoying the much needed break because we were year round. We were from August to July, and so this is our first summer off.
Oh wow!
You know what I mean. So it's perfect because when we last July we were was our last year around, and they threw us straight from August to June, so we didn't have our normal 1 month off in the middle of the year. So we were exhausted, but I'm ready, but not really ready.
Wow! I didn't know y'all went all year. Wow! What was the name of y'all school? Camp David? I mean, damn.
No, that's just the way the school district had it, you know. But we had our holidays off, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and Martin Luther King and the little president. But we would have, like, April, we would have the whole month off instead of just a week for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a much needed thing. And I'm just waiting for my son's fingerprints to come back because he applied to work in the district also. You know, fingerprints take forever to come back. I'm like, what you gonna do? What if a 20-year-old? 20-year-old ain't got no criminal record. At least my son don't.
My house almost all fingers. How are you doing?
Yep. But I'm excited. And, you know, I am going to inbox you on Facebook because I do have some info from you from Cuba, and he wanted me to let you know, but he doesn't want it, like, on the radio.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, just check it out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Everything's good.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, how are you doing? I know I see you've been, you know, working a lot and making moves. You ready for your trip? Well, I'm excited for you.
No. People behind me, no. I don't know what I did with my euros from the last time I went to Paris. I don't know what to expect when I go to Amsterdam. This is going to be a great tour. I mean, just to get to see Senna perform. This is a, like, stop violence type tour thing with the same guys that did the Juju on the Beat track. There's some other people that's coming along. I ain't gonna put it out there too much, not yet, till the flyers come out. But there's some other big artists that's gonna be joining on the tour. So I mean, it's really great. I'm glad to be still alive in music. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of people do music, they die out, whatever. I try to die out. It somehow somebody just keeps coming up with that CPR clear, bam, and I'm right back at it. You dig?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I mean,
you'll
like
Amsterdam. It's beautiful.
You've been to Amsterdam?
No, but my auntie has, and Amsterdam is one of the states that you can actually walk down the street and smoke weed and not get a ticket.
Oh, really? Oh, damn. Okay, that's what's up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you smoke weed.
I think it's Amsterdam. Huh?
I mean, if you smoke weed, that's a great thing.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm just saying. No, I was just saying.
Oh, the freedom.
That's, you
the
know.
Freedom.
Yeah, the freedom.
Right. Yeah, that's all kinds of things people don't tell me about Amsterdam. I've heard that one. The cannabis is free, a little more free over there. They talk about red light districts and all kinds of things. I'd be like, man, I mean, can you guys tell me something else? Something, you know what I mean? It is what it is, but thanks for the info.
Right.
But okay. So all right.
You'll have fun. You'll have fun. You're gonna have a good time. Can't wait for the pictures. My son's getting ready to go next year in July. Him and Monty are going on a 7-day cruise to the Bahamas for his high school graduation.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yep. Okay. They're like, you want to go? I'm like, y'all going in the middle of the school year. I need to make money. Why can't we go in the summertime when I'm not getting paid?
Right. That you somehow get it to where you can be one of the chaperones on the trip.
Yeah.
Get in. That's how you play that off. Yes, I'll go as a chaperone. I got it.
Uh-huh,
I ain't volunteering,
but
I'll go.
Yeah, but they're going in January, I think it is. Yeah, January, because they're leaving the day after my birthday. But it's good to talk to you. I'm so excited to talk to you. I miss calling you.
Why?
I miss talking to my...
It's been a minute.
Yes, I miss talking to my best friend.
All right, matter of fact, on that note, before I get into the who's bumping, who's getting fat, stick with us, Callie. I got another breather to play. Matter of fact, we're going to go with some new West Coast music. This is E-40 and Rico Barino. It's called Somebody right here on Takeover Tuesday, Monsters Radio Live, where you can be the host of a show.
I knew when I came in the game it wasn't gonna be a cakewalk. I wanted the money and fame, I told the Lord I'ma stop. Done on that candy cane, but I get caught by a cop. Shackles and cuffs and chains might get set up by a cop. Got a couple of kids to raise, so it's a catch-23. Should I get a job or go back to pushing the D? Should I call my plug and ask him to front me a key? Should I get my recommendation papers for free? Got bounce back abilities, get back skills and ideals. Buy a food truck and start selling meals on wheels. Drive a tow truck so that it can help pay the bills. Create an app, get in the tech world and make some squirrels. Make a black ride and hit record and get a deal. Get out the trap, buy me a house on top of a hill. Sharp as attack, intelligent, newborn, that's how I feel. Platinum plaques all on the wall, for real, for real.
Yeah, I'm just somebody trying to really be somebody, yeah.
Ambitious and money driven.
Money driven.
I drink Mangoscano, that's what I'm sipping.
That's what I'm sipping.
Because we got the bottle, I'm still ignorant.
Ignorant.
I smoke gelato like an immigrant.
Like an immigrant.
We'll read like a flapper. Incinerate.
Incinerate.
Circus can't stop us. We motivate.
We motivate.
I got hustle in my bones and my body and my genetics.
Genetic.
Wake up in the morning, do burpees and calisthenics. Hate to try to hurt me, gonna need some paramedics. Might not make it through surgery, IVs and anesthetics. Fresh off the lot, not out the auto trade. My 2017 cost a half an acre. License, insurance, and registration on the day.
On the day.
Get the popo, try to blast.
Look, I'm just a man.
Over Tuesday, some E-40 Wilder, him and Rico Barino. That's called Somebody. So I got Callie Gubb with me. Y'all remember her? She used to be one of the hosts here on the show. She's calling in from Long Beach, California. So I get into this who's bumping, who's getting fat. Matter of fact, let's start on your side of the world over there, Callie. Are you into sports?
Into sports, yeah.
Okay, so you know the whole thing about LeBron coming to L.A.?
Yep.
Okay, I mean, before we even get into anything else, how you feel about it? I heard something in your voice. I just heard something. I just heard it in your voice. How you feel about LeBron coming to L.A.?
It's cool. It is what it is. He's cocky anyways, just like everybody else. So it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. You're trying to be nice.
But maybe, hey, the Lakers will win for once.
In a while. Right. Yeah. It's been a little minute since, they've been up there. So now, talking about LeBron, who was it? Do you remember who was? I can't remember. There was somebody else talking about doing a song originally with LeBron. Who was it? Kanye? Yeah. I think it was Kanye West. Have you heard rumors about that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well,
so
apparently Kanye West. Okay, apparently Kanye West had reached out to LeBron about doing a song with him. It made a lot of news and headlines. And now apparently another artist, a West Coast rapper, I think all y'all might have heard of him. He goes by the name of YG. He said he would like to do, he ain't got no beef with LeBron. He liked LeBron. He would enjoy doing a track with LeBron. So it looks like LeBron might be coming to L.A. not to only win championships, but get some other type of records as well. How do you feel about it?
Hey, you got to make your money. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
All there's athletes that dabble into movies and music, so why can't he be one of them?
It
doesn't matter if he is from, you know, the East Coast. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, why?
Why you got to throw that in there, though?
No, but what I'm trying to get to the point is, I mean, people make a big deal. It's like people feel like if you're from the West Coast, you're only supposed to make music with the West Coast. You know, and you can't, you know, dabble with people from the East Coast. You know, let's make music and make some good music, because the music out today sucks.
A lot of the exposed music sucks.
Yeah. Now,
I can agree with that.
Yeah. With the, you know, new artists. Like, I seen it on Facebook. People were sharing this video, and it's a new dance called the Chicken Dance.
Okay.
And it's one of the ridiculous dance in the world. All you do is bob your head back and forth really fast.
Okay.
When I find that video, I'm gonna inbox it to you.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to play both sides of the fence over here. I mean, let's keep it 100 now. We used to have a chicken dance back in the day. Y'all might not be so proud of today. I can't give y'all the visuals, but if I say the music, y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. Bam 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 bam
bam bam bam
bam
bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam
bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam
bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam And, you know, Naughty by Nature, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't dabble with, you know what I mean?
Too much
you know,
of the new.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with this dance. I just think it's a funny dance, I should say. But I give credit because they are kids and, you know, they I'd rather them come up with dance that doesn't make sense to us and make money than be on the streets and doing dumb stuff. So
I
give them credit because they're kids. Now, if it was an adult, then it might be a different story. I might have to clown.
I
give the kids credit because at least they're doing something and not, you know, on the streets doing dumb stuff.
Right. Well, okay. Well, we're going to go over here and switch lanes right quick now. Now, hold on to your chair. We're going to talk about two of your little sweeties. We're going to talk about your two little sweeties. Did you see the thing with Tyrese Gibson? Hold on to your chair. Stop drooling. And The Rock. Oh, my goodness. She almost had a heart attack. Claire? did you hear about what's going on between these two guys?
No.
Okay, well, I guess apparently in the past, Tyrese had came out and said his opinion about, I guess, The Rock got involved with something, the Fast and Furious, and one of the Fast and Furious movies got pushed to the back, got delayed a year or something like that. Tyrese was upset about it, you know, because obviously that's messing with his money. He went out and said some things, and I guess it started a feud between him and The Rock, and I guess they were going back and forth. Well, now Tyrese just came out and said, basically he's saying he apologizes. He was wrong. What he did was totally, you know, unprofessional, and it's not cool. So, you know, I don't think they got any word back from The Rock on, you know, how he feels about, you know, the apology coming from Tyrese. But he said Tyrese is willing to squash it. He's saying they never had no beef before that. He always was a cool dude before that. But, you know, so Tyrese is saying he's wrong. So, so yeah, that's the whole thing on that, at least that I seen in a little bit of time that I had. Get here.
Right.
So.
But I thought they delayed it. I thought they delayed the movie for a whole year because of Paul Walker dying.
No, it delayed. This had to do something with The Rock. A delay because of The Rock. I don't know exactly what, but it was something because of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I mean, I like both artists, and I think I give Tyrese credit for apologizing because that, you know, it squashed the beef right away. You know what I mean? If people would,
right.
People that are having problems, if who doesn't matter whether Tyrese was right or The Rock was right or who was wrong, it takes a better you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? It takes a better person to apologize first, because if everybody did that, we all get along. And people wouldn't be, you know, getting killed. But that's just my opinion. But I'm glad that you watched it. Now let's get back to the Fast and the Furious.
Look, there you go. But no, like, one of the things Tyrese was saying was, you know, he was at a bad place. You know what I mean? He was at a place where he didn't have much self-control. He was lashing out on things and things like that. So, you know, he was going through, you know, kind of a mental thing. I don't know. I don't want to call it a mental issue or something like that. But, you know, he was going through some things. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, now he's saying he got it together. And you know, that was one of the reasons why he lashed out, you know, why he was did the tweets and stuff with him crying and things like that. So, hey, don't judge him. Pray for Tyrese Gibson. You know what I mean? He's trying to be a man and do the right thing. So, you know what I mean? You can't do nothing but praise him. But you know, that's a topic. I'm going to jump from this one to another one, then we're going to jump into a break. But a lot of fans don't realize the pressure and the things that a lot of big stars go through. Like, here's another star that's going through it in the news that puts it out there for everyone to see. Not Kelly Rowland, but Michelle from Destiny's Child. What's her name?
Michelle Williams.
Yes, Michelle Williams. She checked herself into a mental health facility because she's going through depression. You know what I mean? Everybody always thinking because these people are stars and so on and so forth, you know, she's going through depression. You know what I mean? So don't judge her as well. Pray for her also. But, yeah, she checked herself into mental illness. And if you guys know what's been going on with her, for the past little while, she's been doing a lot of stuff for awareness, depression and mental awareness and things like that. So, you know, just for her to even stand up to, you know, put out there that this is what's going on in her personal life is something big. And just to go show people you don't have to be ashamed because you need help.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's going to be people that's going to embrace helping you.
Right. And I'm happy for her that she got the help. I was trying to think of the big words. See, they're trying to come up with some big words, knowing I can't come up with them. But I'm happy. I'm happy for her that, you know what I mean, that she's making awareness and that she, seeing in herself that she needed the help and she sought the help that she needed. Because depression is, you know what I mean, depression and suicidal is a very, very common thing, and a lot of people like to ignore it, you know, and it doesn't matter, you know, who you are, what you do for a living, or you're star or non-star, nothing, you know. I'm 46 years old, E-Monster, and I just, you know, me, my auntie, and my son are the only ones left in our family, and I just found out today that my mom tried to commit suicide several times. And my auntie was like, you didn't know that? I'm like, I was always with grandma. So it didn't faze me none. Every weekend, every summer, that's where I was. I was a grandma baby. you know.
Right.
But just to know, you know what I mean, that was hidden from me for 46 years. I didn't know because I was always with grandma. You know how you grandma buys you whatever you want. You get away with everything. Of course you're going to go to grandma.
Right. Why am I going to grandma? You know, get it.
I'm going to grandma. But
it's only Tuesday, baby. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm going to grandma's. You know what I mean? So I'll keep her in my prayers, and I pray that she, you know, that she recovers from this, and that, you know, wherever she sought help from, that, you know, that she gets, you know, the exact means that she needs, and that she comes out better and stronger.
Right. Okay, so so I guess we got to jump into our breather. I really don't know what to play.
I want you to play one of your songs.
One of my, oh, this is Takeover Tuesday. I forgot you could request a song for interruption.
Yes, I want to hear one of E-Monster's songs.
Our connection has gotten bad. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, if you don't have any monster, then go ahead and play whatever.
Okay, let me see.
And one of your songs I really like, but I can't think of the name.
Let me try this. Could it be this one? Oh, I got this one to play, but I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Something About You. Check it out, y'all. This is some music by me. DJ E-Monster. It's called Save the Girl.
Sometimes you come across that one. Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mob and dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilt like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch. And if I catch it in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla. We going out, it's like we going in. And when we going in, are we really going in? And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hand. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
Yeah. Alright, but check it out. I got one more to spin for y'all. This right here is a present. Me to you. So, alright, check it out. As you guys know, I'm going on this UK tour. This tour is for my artist. His name is Senna. You can find him on all social media. S-R-E. It's Senna, S-R-E. That's how you can find him. So check it out. Seeing that I already don't set the little mood like it's Wet, Wet Wednesday, this is his track. It's called Sexercise. Monsters Radio Live with the underground artists above ground and they making quakes, player. Check him out. Yeah. Take over Tuesday. I'm going to open up the line right after this. We're going to end the show. Man, it's a throwback. Imanza and Kelly, girl. Ooh,
girl, just fantasize, you know it.
In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching the every move.
Yes.
And now I got something to prove.
Yes.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this
girl,
before. Go.
Endurance
training. I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein. You can lean on it, baby. That's codeine. I said a couple of reps. She awed out the breath. I told her sit down. She catching the breath. I'm catching my breath. Wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this temp shit. I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like one quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
You dig? So, hey, if you're going to be in London, you're going to be in Amsterdam, you're going to be in Paris, you're going to be in Bristol, get a hold of me. Make sure you come out, check out Senna as he comes and performs. It's also going to be, I guess there's like some big carnival that goes on that's going to be going on over there. I believe it's going to be in London itself. We're also going to be on the float, during the first opening up of that carnival. So make sure you contact me, get a hold of me, monsterusradio@gmail.com. If you want to be a sponsor and get your music heard over there, when I go over there, I'm going to be giving the DJs that I go to see in all these cities, I'll be passing out music. We'll be going to radio networks. I'll be giving out your music there also. So, hey, if you'd like to do some sponsorship with Monsters Radio, contact me, monsterusradio@gmail.com. You dig? So, Kelly girl, so, I mean, anything else you want to put out there, you dig, before we get, as we get closer and closer to the end of this episode?
Nope. And that one said, I like that song that you just played, your new artist. I like that song. And the song, mm-hmm. and then one of the song that you played of yours, that one's my favorite too.
All right. Yeah, that and that something about you. I got to get that back up into our system. Somebody else heard that, and they was like, oh, I really like that. I was like, oh, I forgot all about that song. Yeah, I got so many of them that, you know,
right.
It is what it is. And people are still asking, where's the video? There was no video for that song. I'm sorry. But I don't know. Somebody told me I should start remixing my music, but it's not about me. It's about Senna. It is. Right now, it's not about me. It's not going to be about me no more. It's just about Senna. Anything I do from this point is just to, you know, give to those old true fans that really stuck by me, that really love the music. It's really just for you. I'm just going to keep it 100. I might do some remixes, things like that, but it's just for you. I'm not going to put it on iTunes. I'm not going to put it on Tidal, all that other stuff. Nope, it's going to be just for you. So I mean, what you got coming up in the future? Your ass better start calling into the show a couple more times a week. I'm just saying, make
yes.
me fly out to Cali, put my hands on somebody.
Ooh, yeah, come.
Look, I probably shouldn't have said
come.
That. She said, make sure you bring the Kool-Aid. It is what it is.
No, I can't have the Kool-Aid no more because the Kool-Aid's married, so now I have to find something else.
The Kool-Aid got married?
Yeah, the Kool-Aid got married.
Okay.
Oh, now I got to find something else.
I suggest Hennessy, but it is what it is.
Okay, we can do Hennessy.
So, okay, let's see. I don't even know what I'm going to play on my way up out of here now. I got like 3 minutes to go. Should I play some rap? Should I play some R&B? Tomorrow's Wet Wednesday. Should I play something for that?
Oh, yeah. You
I mean,
know, I'm
I don't, know what,
in
I don't know what to do.
I'm calling in tomorrow.
Okay. Can you think of a topic?
I don't know, because we cover mostly all the topics.
Right, true. We might have to just bring some back up. You know, we've been on the air for 8 years. I mean, shit, we're going to run out sooner or later. Well, all right, check it out. Here's tomorrow's Wet Wednesday. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Here's something sexy for y'all. Matter of fact, it might be something that I could talk about tomorrow. I mean, do you and your sex partner, do you guys find little things to do to keep it exciting? Like, do y'all play games? Like the name of the song, Hide and Freak. Do y'all play that around the house and the kids gone? I'm just saying, send the kids off to camp or something and
well,
play Hide and
like
Freak in the
topic.
House. Check it out. This is Somo and Trey Song, Monstrous Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday. This is Wet Wednesday music, though. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Don't end the mouth.
Baby, hold up. Oh, and turn it around for me. I'm feeling my luck. Oh, so come and take a ride with me. You're acting real play. Oh, but I really know what you mean. Wanna go up and down and round for round and pound for pound. I'll put it down. Tell me what's your favorite game. I
wanna play hide and freak.
You ain't gotta cover up your eyes.
Baby, come and play with me.
Hide and
freak.
Confidential, that's what the room is. Confidential, that's what the mood is. And I'm feeling your body, feeling your heart, feeling your soul, feeling it as we go up and down and round for round and pound for pound. I'll put it down. Tell me what's your favorite game. I
wanna play hide and freak.
You ain't gotta cover up your eyes.
Baby, come and play with me.
amazing it. Hope you've been stretching. I give you this blessing. We touching and loving. You busting a tray in it. Is it my turn or high? Count to 100 by 5, 5, 10, 15, 20. I be getting to it like a pickle with your money. Baby girl, I had it and I'm just a dope dealer. Baby girl, ride it like a four-wheeler. Tell me you gon' catch it like the punch up on the block. Tell me you gon' bust it like a thousand in the shot.
Remember around the way we played.
Hide, hide and go get it, I know you will.
Oh girl,
girl, say my name. What's your favorite game?
What's your favorite game?